Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Been a senior for 17 years.
Yeah, you're doing my wife.
I know.
She was looking at you when we walked by. You're a chicken.
You're a chicken.
Yes, I know. I know. You're a chicken.
Yeah, that's a little muffled sound there, but part of what happened the other night when Senator Denny Hoskins and Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft kind of faced off. They were at the Lincoln Day dinner in Perry County, and that video has been making the rounds on social media and local media, and we wanted to give Senator Hoskins an opportunity to get on the radio this morning and explain to us what's going on there. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yes, sir. Great to have you on this morning. You know, it's been a couple of weeks since I know we've had you on the show. People know you're running for Secretary of State. Jay is the current Secretary of State running for governor. Kind of set this up for us. How did this conflict end up happening?
Well, this past Friday night, we were in Perry County at Perry County Lincoln Days in Perryville, Missouri, and Jay Ashcroft had just come off the stage after he gave his speech. I know he and Senator Igel kind of traded a couple barbs back and forth at each other. And as he came off the stage and walking through the crowd, my wife was sitting seated at a table. And next thing I know, out of the corner of my eye, I was sitting about 3 feet away from her. He stuck a finger in her face and said something, barked off to her and said something about, "You can't handle the truth, can you?" And this made my wife very visibly upset immediately. And I did what any husband would do when his wife's being bullied. I asked her what happened, and then I went back to the back of the room and said a few choice words to Jay Ashcroft. I asked him what my wife did. In the video, he said something like, "She looked at me," which is ridiculous. And I told him I'd never do anything like that to his wife. Our spouses and our families are always off limit. Then one of my opponents for Secretary of State actually recorded it, and that's who recorded it, not me, not anybody from my campaign. But I understand that Jay and one of my opponents for Secretary of State, they share the same consultant. And so they recorded it, and then they immediately sent it out to the media trying to embarrass me. Now, I asked the guy that recorded it, I said, why would you record that? Why don't you just delete that? And he just said no and laughed at me. So I will never be embarrassed about sticking up for my wife. I may be old school, but that's how I grew up, and I promised to defend and honor my wife in my wedding vows. And so that's what happened. I know, like I said, they think this is embarrassing for me. It's most certainly not. I just did what any husband would do as far as defending their own wife when they get bullied by another man.
Have you spoken with Jay Ashcroft at all since that moment that was recorded on video over the weekend?
Yes, I did. He was out in the portico afterwards and outside the exit doors or entrance doors at the American Legion there in Perryville. And I said, "You owe my wife an apology." And he said, "No," and just stared at me. So I asked him to apologize to my wife for making her visibly upset, and he refused to do that. So that's the only conversation that we've had since then. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, Senator, I know that part of the issue, according to Secretary Ashcroft, was some contention over how much power the Secretary of State has to regulate libraries or library funding. What is your position on that?
Yeah, my position is that, yes, some of the funding for our public libraries does go through the Secretary of State's office. And I've maintained that any public library that has X-rated material in the kids section, I will defund and withhold those funds that come through the Secretary of State's office for those public libraries. That X-rated material shouldn't be in our public libraries. It most certainly shouldn't be in the kids section, and your taxpayer dollar shouldn't be paying for it. So, yes, that has been a consistent campaign message that I will withhold any funds for public libraries that come through the Secretary of State's office if they have that X-rated pornographic stuff in the kids section.
Yeah, and I imagine a lot of parents are going to appreciate that.
Yes.
No,
as they should.
Because nobody else is really standing up against it, right? I've been amazed at these local library boards and how resistant they've been when somebody points out the content in some of these books around around the state.
That's right. You know, it shouldn't be in there. I can't believe that. And, you know, we've seen videos in other states as well as the state of Missouri that, you know, whether it's public libraries and people have gone to the public library board and said, hey, this shouldn't be in here. Let me read from this. And then the library board immediately shuts them down, says, no, you can't read that in here. And,
right.
And people ask, well, why? You know, this is in the kids section of your library. You're saying that I can't read a book that's in the kids section of your library? That's just how X-rated and pornographic it is and why it most certainly shouldn't be in there.
That's crazy. Senator Denny Hoskins, our guest, I know we've only got a couple minutes left here. Can you give me an update on what is getting done down in Jeff City this year? Is IP reform just dead at this point?
No, I believe that we will get IP reform passed. And right now it's sitting over the House. You know, I think we have a commitment from the House to take that up in the House and send that back over to the Senate this week. And so I'm very excited about that. You know, we need to make it a little bit harder to put something in the Missouri Constitution. You know, we have bingo in the Missouri Constitution. We have other things like marijuana in the Missouri Constitution. So it needs to be a little bit tougher. So I want to make sure that non-citizens don't vote in the state of Missouri. And I know the House added that language back in. And I'm very excited to get that bill back and get it passed out of the Senate.
Have you heard any update as far as how many signatures they've collected to try to get abortion on the ballot? Because over the weekend, I heard they've 99.9% sure that it's going to be on the ballot.
I've not heard how many that they have, but I would encourage everybody to decline to sign. Make sure you know what you're signing, because there are initial petitions out there going on to gather signatures to legalize abortion in the state all the way up to birth. You know, I've been endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. I'm the only candidate for Secretary of State that's been endorsed by Missouri Right to Life for my pro-life conservative voting record. And so I want to make sure that everybody knows what they're signing before they sign and, you know, politely decline to sign if it's to legalize abortion here in the state.
Senator Denny Hoskins there, District 21. Sir, I want to honor your time here. I appreciate you giving us a minute this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll talk again soon. Just wanted to get him on there and let him explain that side of it. People are making political hay out of it. And, you know, the language was colorful, for sure. But I have to tell you, man, as a husband, if somebody did that to my wife, I would react the same way. I think it was an emotional response. It's what it was. And he's not backing down from it at all.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.